you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me, Christian?
I most certainly do.
For the record, would you please state your full name?
Julie Catherine Sexton.
Thank you. You may continue.
As I understand, the question before the court is whether visual poetry is meaningful or not. As I understand it, the question is not whether it's valid, whether it evokes a wonderful emotional response, whether it is an art form, whether it should continue to exist as it exists with certain things. Rather, the question is whether visual poetry is meaningful. And to that question, I submit my expert opinion as a linguist that, in fact, it is not meaningful because in order for something to have meaning, it must rest on an agreement of a community to confer meaning, as any symbolic system must. The providence of meaning is the unique providence of language and other symbolic systems. For example, if I utter to you the sounds smrzlina, they likely won't have any meaning to you. They have great meaning to me because I happen to belong to a community of speakers who have agreed that that string of sounds means ice cream in the Czech language. But they have no meaning to you because you have no membership in that community. Visual poetry rests on its effects on something other than meaning. It certainly can convey, suggest.
Down with meaning.
And while one might certainly argue that art can have value without meaning, visual poetry in and of itself does not contain any meaning. Thank you.
Part of their merit.